I'm joined up in the booth now once more by our Iron Mountain Golds co-manager, Jeff McLean. Now, Coach, to get us started, 25 runs scored over the two games today. Two games that weren't even played to their full durations at that. What does that say about the explosive power that this Iron Mountain team possesses?
Boy, I tell you what, we sure have a lot of big bats in the lineup. I mean, what you saw today, what did we have? Two home runs, a grand slam, a three-run shot. I think we had, did we have it earlier in the first game maybe? I'm not sure if we did or not, but, or maybe the Niagara kid did. But yeah, I mean, all these kids, you know, we have base hitters. We have kids that can hit for power. I mean, we could do a lot of things. You might have even seen earlier in the game, we bunted the guys around a little bit and moved the players around. So yeah, super happy with the kids. They were dialed in today. They were focused. We had a good BP session again before the game. So yeah, they just executed.
Absolutely. They came out, they get a pair of wins, puts you guys in great position going into day two of the competition here, though. It is worth asking, though, 8 runs given up to Niagara in the first game and now 9, so 17 given up to the 25 scored. Is that at all a cause for concern heading into day two of the tournament?
Well, absolutely. You know, as a coach, you say defense wins championships, right? So when you're giving up 8-9 runs, you know, against some teams, that's not going to get it done, and, you know, unlikely to score 13 or 12 runs in a game. So, yeah, we're going to have to tighten up the defense a little bit, you know, limit the walks a little bit more, you know, and just, you know, be a little more cleaner overall. But, yeah, it's a little concerning, but, you know, we'll regroup and hopefully come back tomorrow against Marinette and be clean. So
what is the message to the guys after they put up two really high-scoring wins today? How do you keep this momentum and come out with the same intensity and with the same fire on the bats for day two of competition?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just keep grinding, building off the momentum we had today. You know, like I said, the good news for me as a coach is we got a lot of great leaders in here. You know, you've seen Sawyer and you've seen Chase and Bo, and these guys are just all great rah-rah guys. Even a guy off the bench, Nico Bergoon, this guy, he doesn't play a lot, but I'll tell you what, he keeps that bench fired up, and, you know, that's huge in a game for a coach, you know.
So games against Marinette and against the Eastern UP Wood Ducks tomorrow. Have you encountered any of these teams yet? Did you get a chance to see them play at all in the tournament today? What do you know about your opponents for tomorrow?
You know, I don't know a whole lot about Marinette other than I believe they were in the final last year and they bring back a bunch of 19-year-olds. So, we're expecting a really, really solid baseball team there tomorrow at 11:30 Eastern. As far as the Sioux goes, played them last year. I think we beat them, but, you know, they have a really, really good pitcher. I'm not sure where they're at with pitch status. But, you know, all these games, all these kids that are out here, every one of these kids are talented and they're all going to be, a tough matchup for all of us. So.
All right, Coach. Well, congratulations on the two wins here today. Thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to covering your games tomorrow as the tournament continues.
Thank you very much.